Cattell's not in the lineup today. Is everything all right with him? Yeah, he's just getting a day. He's fine.
Steve? Corey, I guess Seth Beer, the shoulder, just Seth Beer shoulder just didn't improve the way you'd hoped.
It did not. You know, Seth is a very tough player. He was trying to make something happen where he'd get back in the lineup as soon as possible. But we decided to do was get some imaging on him, and we did. We let our doctors evaluate him, which they are currently doing. It looks like it's going to be a situation that's going to take a little bit longer than just a couple of days. So we needed to go ahead and make that move. And, you know, it's unfortunate for him because he just got here. And, you know, 5 minutes later, he's on the DL. But that's how this game is every once in a while. And he'll be fine. He's going to come out the other end and get the care that he needs. And what that is, we have still yet to determine, but we're going to get that evaluated and figure out what the next steps are moving forward.
Or what did the imaging show?
I think it's still being interpreted right now. And I what that process is with us. It's going to be our doctors, and then it'll be some second opinions, I'm sure. So we'll make sure we get that information to you as soon as possible.
Or just given where we are on the calendar, is it unlikely that he'll be able to make it back before the end of the season?
I don't know that answer right now. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that we get some good information.
Has Seth felt any pain between them last time we heard from him and now?
That's the funny thing. You know, he was talking about, you know, the pain he was feeling on a 1 to 10 scale, and it wasn't that high. That's his toughness, and that's his mentality, that he wants to go out there and let it eat and play this game and do what he does best. I don't know what kind of pain threshold he has, but I'm sure knowing that it got to a certain point where our medical team suggested that we get some imaging, I'm sure it wasn't perfectly comfortable, but he's a tough man.
Steve, did you have a follow-up?
Did not.
Jack?
Did the situation with Seth play into bringing Cole back maybe a little earlier than you planned? I see he's in the lineup today.
Yeah, no. Cole had been training towards this day, and he had 4 at-bats yesterday and was feeling good, was feeling very healthy, and we felt like it was a good opportunity to get him back in here and maybe DH him early on to get him back in his rhythm. No, I think it was going to be happening here, whether it was today, tomorrow, or the next day. It was very close.
Any other questions? I don't know if Tori has an update on any guys.
Nothing. I know Kate, you guys asked me about Kate, Paven Smith with his right arm contusion. He's available today. I just was giving him a day off, but he's available off the bench today.
Or is this a new feeling when the injury list isn't very long to go through?
Yes, it is. It's now just a couple guys long when I get it, the email, and it used to be 2 or 3 pages long. So I'm glad that we're getting healthy.
All right. Any more questions? We'll see you guys after the game.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, folks.